In our studio this morning, we have Adam Sontag, who is the administrator, the city administrator for the city of Ripping. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July week, I believe it is.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. It's this week.
On Friday. Well, Saturday.
Friday and Saturday are events, yes.
Yeah. I know a lot of folks are taking Friday as a holiday.
Yes,
so,
yes. You know. City Hall, that's what we do. We observe it the day, if it's on a weekend, the day before. Mm-hmm. So Friday, City Hall will be closed. So
okay. Well, long weekend for some.
Not so
much for others, but anyway. Yep. A couple different things we wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
Apparently, you had informed the city council that the Department of Administration said that municipalities could apply for more money on projects. And what, the city is applying for $600,000 for the library project renovation?
Yeah, so the city applied and received $1.985 million for the library project through what's called the Flexible Facilities Program. That's administered by the Department of Administration. And what has happened now on two occasions, this was being the second, they have said, well, there's more money available. And one of the things we've realized with that project, we're through phase two, but there have been... it came in higher, the bid did, when we bid it out originally, because we were on a pretty quick turnaround. And so there was a higher bid cost. And then secondarily, there's been a few change orders because we had about 3 months to plan that project out with our team, our staff at the library, city staff, and then with our PRA, the architects and engineers. So certainly some things have come up. So when that opportunity arose to apply for more funding, we submitted an application the previous time. We did it again this time, and it totals about $600,000. So just to be clear, no tax dollars in terms of city tax dollars have been allocated to the project. The project has been funded by the grant and by the library's fund balance or donated funds. So they had a pile of money that they've been working very hard to raise over the past few years, and that has helped. But we're, you know, certainly some of these additional costs, like we, for example, had a $41,000 change order to change some HVAC ductwork that was done inappropriately back in the 80s or 90s, and we just didn't have that in the original project scope because we had to get, like I said, a pretty quick turnaround on the bid. And when we found that out, we were like, well, let's correct it. Let's get the facility, set for the next 20, 30 years, not having these things hanging out there that, you know, we have to then go dig into stuff we just did to fix in the future. So hopefully the Department of Administration looks at a request and finds it reasonable, and we get additional funds because that just helps the library financially in the future and continues to help them operate and do the positive things they do for our community.
Well, speaking of projects, there was a ribbon cutting for Selfridge Park. I believe it was last Friday, right?
Yes, we had a little gathering there, so members of the council, Mayor Grant, the Parks and Rec Committee, Ashton Zine, the Parks and Rec Director, our Public Works crew, and most importantly, the Boys and Girls Club came out, and we had a little ribbon cutting. One of the young kids from the Boys and Girls Club actually got to cut the ribbon. and then to see them kind of all the kids there after that kind of go to the playground and jump on it and start using it. Kind of just highlighted the importance and why we did the project. So Selfridge Park is open to the public. There's still obviously some restoration and there's still the two piers that need to go in. Those have been delayed. But we're excited to have that kind of all come together now. And the city received a $460,000+ grant from the stewardship program to help fund that project. So, that was a big project, about $1 million. And basically, you know, I spoke a little bit at the ribbon cutting, and I think that project highlights kind of the intentions the city has had with parks over the past few years after we did park master planning, and heard from our community when we engaged with them that while we have very nice green spaces, a lot of the parks lacked amenities and qualities that make them truly attractive and mm-hmm. or more usable or accessible by the entire public. So I think Selfridge Park was identified as a priority project because it needed investment. It certainly had an older play structure. All of our play structures are 30 years old. And so it's about time we started addressing them. And I think that project with the path and just the amenities, and we cleaned up the shelter as well. Ashton did a nice project, too, with doing some historical photos of the park. So I think it came together really nice, and we'll continue to finish out the project in August. And I think it really highlights, you know, when we listen to our public and put together a plan and find funding and execute, we can create a new standard for our parks in the community.
There's also a groundbreaking for a 64-unit apartment complex.
Yep.
That's a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been 3-4 years that mm-hmm. we've been working with SC Swiderski on getting to this point. The city's did a housing study. That housing study was shared with the world, right? One of the developers that heard the need for housing in that study was SC Swiderski. The city sold them a piece of land, and all it took was a dollar for land and $180,000 to relocate a power line for them to invest $11 million into our community and build 64 units, market rate. So we'll get started, and hopefully a year from now, or a year and a half or so, they'll be leasing the spaces. There's, I think, 4 or 5 different models and mm-hmm. options. So it's very high quality housing with options for 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. Some have attached garages, some have detached. But ultimately, a lot of work and time has gone into that, and we were excited to join together. Mayor Grant gave a nice speech. I think the Commonwealth did a whole kind of article on it, and you can kind of hear some of the background. And it's just been a great moment for, I think, Ripon to get some apartments, which we haven't seen for mm-hmm. it's been decades too since there were any market rate or any. You know, level of this investment housing wise. The city continues to look at our housing options and did a request for proposals because that project afforded the city the ability to create another tax incremental finance district on the south side of town. And so we're working on another development that hopefully can bring additional single family units to the community in the years to come. And from there, there's additional land that we've identified to the south that we could grow single family homes and other housing onto. So, you know, not just for them in terms of SES, but just that whole entire Sanmar South area mm-hmm. Has grown and will continue to grow into the future, which is very positive for our community, very positive for our school district and our employers who are certainly in need of more students and workforce. So
we're almost out of time, but let's stay on housing for a moment.
Yeah.
I understand applications are being taken for the Ripon First Housing Program.
Yeah, so we do a first-time home buyer program. I think I get an inquiry every week, mm-hmm. for people, and we have a closing coming up here in July. Very simple program, $5,000 to individuals that qualify for a first-time home buyer, as a first-time home buyer. Pretty simple process. Just if you're interested in it, make sure you give us enough time to kind of process everything. Sometimes people stumble across it pretty late in the game. Sometimes that can complicate things, but certainly we're here to work with people. And it's been a very positive program to assist with down payment and closing costs for individuals buying their first homes, which, like I said, every week I get somebody asking about it, and so that's a very positive thing, too, that we're doing.
Okay. Adam, thank you very much for joining
us
this morning.
Happy 4th of July.
That's Adam Sontag, who is the Ripon City Administrator.